Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. As usual, I'm here again. Just excited about life, content and happy. I want to say to you, welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If this is your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. If you've been to this podcast before and you are returning, welcome back. You are wise. We are just so excited. Just a few things that I want to share with you just to give you a little bit better understanding of what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. First of all, you can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do here. We believe sincerely that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So that's what you can expect whenever you come here. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let someone know that we're here. Help them find the podcast. Tell them what you think of the podcast. And if you have questions or information that you want to share with us, we want to hear from you because that encourages us. We like to know who's listening. We have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Please email us. Let us know if you've got questions or information you want to share that you feel will improve the quality of our life, because that's what we are about here, having the absolute best quality of life possible. Now, just a little bit of confession on my part. I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So that means that I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I can make some comparisons. I've learned some things. I learn every day something new on a daily basis, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So if you're listening to this podcast, I suggest that you visit the library of this podcast. You'll find various episodes. They all build on each other. Just read the description, the title, first of all, and then read the few lines of the description and listen to the ones that, reach out to you and share with us what you think. And if there's something you think you can share with us that'll add to improve, of course, we want to hear it. And I know many of you that listen. Another thing I want to tell you, we base everything we do here. We believe in God, and we base everything we do on the written word of God. There's a tool we use called BibleGateway.com. I suggest that everyone visit that podcast because, visit that website because they provide a number of translations of the Bible. And you can read as much as you want and compare the different translations. I suggest you do that, because I do it quite often. I use this particular resource usually on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, I used it earlier today, and yet it's still free. So just go there and enjoy. Just eat the word of God. We base everything we do on the written word of God, and we believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know here what that means for us. So things that I'm sharing with you are from personal experiences that I've had in my personal relationship with God, because I believe in God. It's my choice, free will of choice. Everybody has free will of choice. The free will of choice we have is our power. So decide what you want to do and just listen, to the episodes of the podcast. And of course, we want to hear from you. As I said, if there's something else you think we should know, please share. And because we have access to conference lines, We know we're giving you an email address because I know we believe in using technology. But we also have access to conference lines if you need to talk with us, if you need prayer, or just whatever you want to know. If you give us a good email address and a good time that we can contact you and respond, so we can work all of that out. So, and just, if you look at the date on this particular segment, you'll see where I live. And around, if you're in the continental United States or just the United States period, this is a particular holiday that we celebrate. And, you know, it has to do with thanks, being thankful. And it's centered around food. You know, most of our holidays have or involve food. Yet, what I'm experiencing is, I believe today the Lord wants me to share with you about how to enjoy eternal food. Eternal food. Food without an expiration date. Food that is going to give you everything necessary for a good and high quality life. Food that no matter when you eat it, it's like you have a pantry, an eternal pantry of eternal food. That means food that lasts forever, that you can eat at any time. Oh, we've given you the tool, BibleGateway.com. That's what could be considered the grocery store. Go there. Pick the translations. Pick the type of food you like. You know, some of us, you know, eat at different places and purchase food from different markets and restaurants. Just consider BibleGateway.com a grocery store where you can select the best food, eternal food, any kind that you want to eat. Just go there. Pick the translation that works for you and eat from it, because the more you store, when you select that food, that eternal food, you know how we try to save up sometimes? People will have pantries where they, you know, stock extra food. Well, the good thing about this particular pantry is that, you know, you can choose whatever amount you want. You can eat a lot if you like big meals. You can eat at any time of the day or night. It's going to help your natural digestive system. There's no such thing as eating this at the wrong time. Whenever you wake up hungry for this kind of food, in any kind of way, and you know when you desire or need this kind of food, because whenever you're at peace, you know, you should have a resounding peace. And if not, you need to go to the library, this podcast, and listen to the segments that talk about peace. And you'll know what kind of peace I'm referring to. It's called a shalom peace. It's a resounding peace. And if you eat from this pantry, just in the beginning, we all have to start somewhere. You'll start with, you know, understanding, you know, just as much as you could take in. Because when you first start something, you're new at it. You'd be considered like a baby at it, or a baby in it, an infant. This particular food will work for everybody, no matter what stage of life they're in. You can eat on your own, even as a baby. You can just pick the type of food that you need here. How you know what you need is when you wake up on a daily basis. You know what you have a taste for. You know what you want to see. And that's what you search for. You can learn how to enjoy the internal food with no expiration date on it. And the good part about this is, once you store it, you can chew it and chew it and chew it 100 times. And the more you chew it, the more flavorful it's going to become, the more strengthening it's going to become, the more understanding you're going to receive. And it's going to give you, you can count on the fact, because God can't lie, it's going to supply whatever you need. If you're undernourished in a particular area, if whatever it is, whether it's a natural need, a physical body need, a financial need, an attitude need, if you're lonely, whatever your situation is, whatever the need, you can eat from this pantry And whatever food you take in, it's going to be there for you. And it's going to continuously, it's an inside out type thing. You're going to be nourished on the inside that's eventually going to reflect and show up on the outside. And when people see you, you're going to find out that this is the only thing you truly need in life. Because even if there's no one else around you, no matter where you find yourself at, you can have a snack, a meal, however you want to do it, because you have the choice. You have the tools now. We have this wonderful technology. We have these phones we can take every place. We can read from the phones. We can be entertained by the phones. We can listen to scripture, which is the food, on the phones. Wherever you are, you can even put, we have earbuds. You can put earbuds in so only you can hear what you're doing. Now, I'm going to say, you know, at work, you know, you got to kind of figure that out. But you can eat this anywhere you want. You can enjoy it anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. Anywhere you can take your phone. Now, it's up to you in the natural to keep your natural phone charged. But with this food, this eternal food, this wonderful food, it charges you. You don't have to charge anything for it. It charges you. It keeps you charged. It gives you everything necessary for life. And the good thing about it is this food is essential if you really want a high quality life, if you want the truth and to understand the truth about life. And when you eat this food, whatever this food states, it must perform. This is the only food you can eat where you're guaranteed it will perform. And it has infinite duration as you chew over it, over and over and over, as you meditate on it. It's only going to improve your digestive system, which means it's going to help you understand that you have absolute access to Christ's mind wisdom. And that's what it is. The eternal food is the Christ mind wisdom, the wisdom of the mind of God that must perform. So when you learn it, you know it has an infinite duration, that because there is no expiration date on it. It's perpetual. It's timeless. It's going to bless you without intermission. As you chew on this eternal food initially, you're going to learn how God moves. You're going to see the effectiveness of the timelessness of it. As you are blessed by it, because it is essential food, it's essential, it's necessary. It's the one thing you need in life for you to have a successful life. It's necessary. It really is. And it's the only thing you need. And the good part about that is once you start chewing on it, when you build this pantry, this essential eternal food pantry, no one can break in and steal it from you. No one can take it from you. It's there. Whenever you need it, it must perform. It completes you. You don't lack anything. The more you chew on it, the more you feed on it, the more enlightened you become, the more powerful you become. It's absolute truth. And guess what? It's good. It's good. It's good for you. It's good to you. It's absolutely wonderful. Now, ignore any distractions. Because that's all what you're hearing now is a distraction. Just ignore that. Don't get sidetracked. That's just a distraction. It means nothing. See, when the Lord intends to bless you, a lot of times, you'll have distractions. You'll have something that'll try to draw your attention. You'll have something that's trying to annoy you, in essence. Yet, you have to learn, which you will, how to enjoy your eternal food. That's when you know you need your eternal food. That's an opportunity to see how much you've gained from enjoying your eternal food. The more familiar you become with how to access your eternal food, the happier you're going to be. The more good experiences you're going to be. Because you're following the Good Shepherd and you're pressing your way, you're allowing divine assistance into your life. Your life is going to become much more pleasurable, much more pleasant. You'll recognize what it means to be blessed. This is a delicious, delightful food, and it's highly pleasing. And when you know whatever it is you're living through, you look up better experience because you're exercised in eating better. And when you exercise in eating better, your natural body is going to improve. So you'll look up and the things that used to annoy you, try to distract you, you'll find that doesn't work on you anymore. You'll look around and you'll be in a larger place, a better place, a more blessed place, because you've been given everything necessary for a good life, everything, for life and godliness, completely, timeless. When you put your time in building this pantry, it's one of the best things you can do. It's the only thing that's really necessary for you to truly enjoy life, because it's built on a foundation of God's word. And God's word is truth. It's immutable. No one can reverse it. He is God. His word must perform. When his word goes out, it must perform. So when you stock your pantry with this food, you can enjoy the eternal food knowing it does not have an expiration date. So you can go to your pantry whenever you want and pull out whatever you have a taste for and know that it's perpetually going to bless you and nourish you. Even when you're in those dry seasons, it'll nourish you in the dry seasons. It's timeless and it won't stop. It's without intermission. So enjoy the eternal food. Enjoy the God food. Enjoy it. Have more pleasurable experiences, because divine power from God bestows to us, if we're open to receive it, he bestows to us everything necessary for life, for life. It's an eternal life. This is an eternal pantry. Enjoy the eternal food with no expiration date. It belongs to you. And it's the best decision you can make. It's priceless. Receive it now. I hope I've said something to you that has blessed you. I want to hear from you. Be blessed even more.